Okay. Let's-a go. So, The Mirrored Moon is the chapter we were playing last. Chapter 4 of Doomsday Dawn. Oh god, I lost track of the session count. I think it was 13. I think today is 13, just past the halfway point of the campaign. And, we pick up our story with the main party, the level 9 party, having essentially defeated and smashed the Night Heralds at the Moonmere, this lake that sits in the mountains, where apparently this wizard named Ramlock, this mysterious figure, had built an ancient tower thousands of years ago. The Night Heralds showed up here looking for some sort of secrets in the tower, and trying to use the lake as like a ritual point. Bobby had had terrible dreams about an upcoming eclipse, by the way, as you probably remember.
Yes.
But the party gathered allies, Kingmaker style, in the wilds, and the attack was very effective. A lot of rock damage was done. We
Buried
set
by rock.
yeah, we
Let's rock.
we definitely set some sort of world record for like arboreal regent effectiveness. And some sort of world record for minimum magus damage, I think.
Oh, yeah, that one. Sure.
Look, and a world record for the amount of targets caught in a cone of cold at once,
Actually,
because
yeah, it's up there
damn.
for like Cone of Cold effectiveness too. Because I think I estimated after the fight, it must have been like 400 damage from the two Cone of Colds.
Hey.
Because you hit like five people and then four people, and they were mostly failing their saves.
And Sally has come a long way from being an extremely scared brand new adventurer.
Good shit. Yeah, like half the damage to the center island was your two casts.
Hell yeah.
Although the party was in the meantime dying to a big worm, but you know, that's fine.
It's fine. I was dealing with that.
It was fine.
Put the mage on ad control.
Sure. So we pick up post battle. Okay, we don't pick up yet because important thing, obviously, I'm sure you remember, but the recap is that Nissarion came out, and then another Nissarion came out, and the one Nissarion cast a disintegrate spell on the other, who appeared to have a different form right before it disintegrated. And the remaining Nissarion dimension doored away, just saying, like, eh, I could fight you, but I don't need to take that risk right now. So post-battle, you guys will probably, I imagine, run left and take care of your allies, stabilize who you can in the immediate first minutes of the fight.
Makes sense to me. Sally is gonna pretty much just hug Nekib in the meantime and make sure that everyone else is okay.
I
Just check
believe
around.
you have a potions of fly active for a couple minutes.
Yeah, not much longer though. I can soar across and be like, is everyone okay?
Is everyone okay?
Oui, pas mal. I've been worse, that's for sure.
Been better too, but
From the air, you can see the battle taking place sort of down the hill from you. And I'm sure you will fly down and join it and help clean that up. as of course there were other forces, the Order, the Night Heralds, some gnomes from the village that fought at like their main camp. That was going to be a victory regardless, but once you showed up, it is a decisive rout.
They can hit auto resolve and finish the encounter.
Exactly, yeah. It's a battle that's won off screen. And, you know, 5-10 minutes later, this was all a pre-dawn assault. Light starts to peek up from the mountains to the east. And that's why we've got this nice hopeful music playing as the Night Heralds are defeated and the dawn brings peace. All of you feel a minor boon of a deity. This one. It's just for flavor. You don't even need to really put it on your sheet. But for what you have accomplished, you feel like you deserve a rest and you will get a very good one.
Nice. That's so good. Holy shit.
Desna's minor boon.
Desna's minor boon is big sleep.
Big sleep, yeah. Now, there were some remaining Night Heralds that survived, one or two that we were either stabilized or just, you know, stabilized themselves. Are you going to round any people up and have some questions for them? Perhaps as to the fuck was happening?
Well, certainly. But I also want to look below this island.
Yeah. When you go there, you will see this there is a part of the floor that is actually an illusory floor, and you can actually step through it. And it's stairs leading down.
Yeah, Sally will step through and leave Nekib upstairs for now just to keep an eye out.
Okay. Are you going to question your Night Herald before you go, or explore before you question?
Probably after, because like we can question them about what we find down there. I think it's a more effective use of the time.
We can probably always ask them what's down there, but they probably don't like actually know that much, considering that it's not.
Be surprised if they were even let down there in the first place.
Right.
Who? Still. I could use some treatment of these injuries I have. If we could question them at the same time before going down. Perhaps there is something to be cautious of that could have been left by that Desarion.
It's not a bad idea. We should probably ask and see what's up then.
Okay. Yeah, some healing spells go out. Hit points definitely don't matter here anymore, so yeah, we can say healing happens and stuff. Not on the map. No hazards here. Oh, no, where is Sileth under someone?
Yes, under Nekib.
Yeah, I can see her. She's just there.
Oh god, she's like transparent.
For some reason, she's rotated as well. Okay, awesome. Nope, upside down. There we are. Cool, there we are.
Yep. You looked, when you were upside down, you briefly you looked like a beholder or something. With the hair.
Beholder.
With the hair up. So healing happens. Interesting thing about the Night Heralds that, you know, you might not have seen that many Night Heralds up close. They tend to either flee or, like, take their own lives when they're losing. The captured one is one of the first Night Heralds that you've seen up close. And a disturbing thing you discover is that all of them have a hole in the upper back of their head. A nice circular round thing. Covered by skin, but the skull has been removed. A trepanation.
Gross.
You both said it at the same time.
Interesting and strange. Probably where they eat the brains from or something.
You know what this is? So they will just gesture to the Night Herald and ask them to explain first. Why'd you have a hole in the back of your head?
Just asking the Night Herald.
Yeah.
Okay. They will explain that higher ranking heralds, you know, they'll say it's an honor to get this right or whatever, have the trepanation. Oh, what do they call it? Oh no. The word for it, I forget the lore, but the term for it is something like the ceremony of opening to the night sky. Basically, they worship the space and stars, so they're like, if I put a hole in the top of my head, the space will enter my brain better.
Sounds to me like your brain's leaked out the hole.
You know.
Why would you? That makes no sense.
You don't understand our customs. This is an honor. I have been honored.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
By who? Who would think this is honorable?
You know, says our dark masters amidst the stars.
I want to merely wish to consume your thoughts and control you.
Likewise, says it would be an honor to have my thoughts consumed and be controlled by one of them.
What? That's why?
Right.
I don't understand that at all.
Well, that's because you are not insane.
The name...
Having a whole board in your head doesn't help thoughts enter it.
They're nuttier than a fruitcake, Sally.
I can see that, but at the same time, here's a question. What happens when it rains?
They have skin still. So, the skin has healed over it.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, yes, that if there was an actual hole to your brain, that would be very difficult to live with.
Do they have, a soft spot, or, a depression in, the back of their head?
I imagine. Something? By the way, trepanation, I don't know if you've... Or trepanning. It's, an actual thing that was medically performed.
Definitely a thing.
I'm saying it is. I guess was medically performed. It's one of those 18th century pseudoscience things or whatever. It's about opening a part of your skull to...
It's fucked.
Yeah. Don't know why anyone thinks that's a good idea. But, you know, surgeons only learned to wash their hands in, 1850, so...
And we're super mad about it.
Yeah.
Didn't the guy who suggested it get, put in an asylum or something?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
That's so nuts. What the fuck?
They were just silly you. Washing your hands reduces infection. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Trepanation blade. Remind me not to let that up later.
It's actually not that bad. It just looks like a knife.
Okay. This is not as bad as duress.
Almost guaranteed to be an Innistrad card.
Yep. Any other questions for this Night Herald?
What's down there? Did we ask what was actually down there yet?
A sacred site. My eyes were not allowed to look upon it. Only
okay,
the...
so it's stuff that the higher-ups just told you not to see. Okay, that's fine then.
I thought you were honored. Apparently not that much.
He's not odd enough to go into the wine cellar for nut jobs.
glances at the pile of ash that used to be a Nasarion not too far away. And for the first time, you see some, like, humanity and confusion, like, man, I really fucked up, flash across the face. And then they're like, I certainly can't say that the outcome here is what we wanted.
What do you want?
No, Jedi.
This, genuinely. Like, your goal is to summon something forward. Congrats, you did it. We killed it. Nasarion just sort of fucked up and killed a clone of himself that wasn't really him. Are you sure you want to continue down this path? Like, really? If we can do this, and I just point to Nekib, who's just sat on a rock cleaning bits of cultist out of his teeth. He's going, if we can do this, why would you want to be on the other side of that? Like, there's going to be more than us trying to stop you now. Why would you want to do this?
You can defeat us, but the masters we serve are so far above you that you are just ants to them.
Yeah, but that's the thing. There's a lot of fucking ants, my guy.
If you're ants to us, and we're ants to them, what's that make you?
The one smart enough to serve?
Honey, people burn ants with magnifying glasses.
Pretty good line. Who needs an ant to serve them?
Yep.
You know, you fucking destroyed this cultist.
There is no reason for them to care about us. No matter what we do.
Like, at the end of the day, when you bring something like that through, do you really think it's gonna distinguish between the people helping it and help, like, the things in its way?
Because it's not.
It's not. You're gonna pull something like that through and it's gonna sit there and pull your teeth out through your scrotum.
Gross.
Based on the... We won't get too far more into this cultist, but based on your research and 6 years and with the Order, you know that a lot of these cultists are essentially nihilists that want the whole world to end and don't care if they die in the process. They just want everyone else to die with them.
Well, you've managed the you dying part pretty well, or at least your friends have. We'll see about the rest.
The cultist will answer your questions. Seemingly honestly, as in at an attitude of like, well, whatever, doesn't matter, we lost here. And say, yeah, they haven't been downstairs. Only Nasarion and Nasarion went downstairs.
So if the site was sacred, what's it sacred to?
Ramlock, of course.
Tell me more about Ramlock.
There will be a decent amount of ramblings here, but you know, as cult hunters, you know how to separate the exaggerated bullshit from the actual good information.
Ramlock ramblings, if you will.
Yeah. Ramlock seems to be to them a enigmatic alien figure that exists somewhere else far in the cold dark space. They serve its whims. And its whims here were for us to use the moon mirror as a focusing lens to summon a great, you know, creature from beyond the stars. As far as this cultist knows.
Sounds to me like a bunch of fucking cowardice.
Well, I mean, we disrupted one ritual. What's another, right? You can just get more people on it. I've done pretty good so far, I think.
I'd like to get my hands on that Nasarion motherfucker.
Oh yeah, don't you worry. Nekip, honey, when you see him next, go for the neck.
You know, you're terrifying, Sally.
What? Well, what? I'm not terrifying.
You say things with that sweet voice. I get a little shiver down my spine, and not the good kind.
What? I don't... What do you mean? I just... I don't get why you would think that.
He's not used to it, perhaps, sir.
You know, the whole dragon, you know, dragon thing. Normally, people are terrified of dragons.
He's a good boy. Why would I be scared of him? He hugs the large black dragon sat next to her.
Because this dragon is magically bound to you. You know, means that we don't know. You might know. But, typically, black dragons live in swamps and, you know, demand tribute from those who are around them and, you know, kill them.
He likes tribute, but it's mostly fish.
And that's where it starts.
Did I tell you guys that at one point there was going to be a black dragon fight in this chapter, which would have been really funny?
That would have been funny, yeah.
In the swampy bit, before I put the red dragon in the mountains, I had a black dragon in one of the swampy bits as a as the big, like, big fight of the chapter. That's okay, I'm actually happy we didn't do it, because it would have gone too long. Any more questions for this Night Herald?
I don't think so.
I can think of. Okay. Should we check out the basement though?
Sounds like it's basement time.
Basement time.
The
basement moment.
The stairs. So this used to be a tower. And I'll even say maybe you can see part of the spiral staircase that went up. It goes about 2 feet up before it is fully crumbled and destroyed by erosion. However, the spiral staircase continued down, and that part is surprisingly intact. And you descend down this short hallway for maybe 15, 20 feet, and then it turns and kind of the inside of the structure, and there is just a single room down here. About, let's say, yeah, let's say 30 feet in diameter. It is kind of cylindrical. It seems to be an arcane library and workshop. However, some unfamiliar technology is also present here. Strange devices that look very futuristic to you, made of metal with blinking parts.
Is this Dominion of the Black Lore? I'd like to get more info on it.
Dominion of the Black Lore could be rolled.
Okay, good try that. Wow, incredible. First roll of the night. Getting it out of the way.
First roll's a one.
Two ones!
What?
Three ones!
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Okay.
Three nut ones in a row. Actually nuts. Three out of four.
Has, can you
we
hear
did
a point
it, everyone.
Has your roll is too high? Can you hear a point hit? See, it's also a nut one.
Roll a second one just to make sure. There you go. Here it comes. We're going to use 33, but okay.
Okay, 33. Like,
that's pretty fun.
Honestly, holy shit.
More than half the party that crit failing means I gotta spew some bullshit here, right?
I'm so sad.
Okay, so you know that Numeria is a country not far from here. And Numeria possesses a lot of technology that is scattered. Some of it is thought to be Dominion of the Black technology, you all know this as researchers, or other advanced technology from other, like, worlds. And fitting that has got a decent success. Yeah, you know what you know, basically, Phasius. which is it's thought that very long ago some Dominion ships possibly crashed in Numeria or something like that. That's like the theory. To be clear, you don't know the advanced details of Iron Gods, but let's not go
okay.
there.
Okay, I will not say anything yet.
You know the basic details of Numeria. If you want to maybe explain that in character to them.
Sure. This looks to be salvage from Numeria. Some time ago, a ship crashed in the region. Produced this large junk field scattered all across the country. Various...
You know, like... What?
I don't know much, but
when you say ship,
like something like a boat that flies space.
Oh,
is that how that works?
Well, let's go with yes, because I haven't been there personally to check it out. I would like to make a trip to Silver Mount at some point.
Like a boat that flies?
The Dominion of the Black has to navigate the Dark Tapestry somehow. Presumably they have vessels. Some kind.
I wondered if it was some sort of vessel they travel, or a portal, or... some other kind of transport.
Most of the time with portal magic, you need to have seen, or physically be at the connecting location to open a portal. So they would have had to send something here to begin with. Perhaps they caused it to crash, and over the years, salvaged.
This ancient workshop is abandoned. It is also very old. It is clear that this was part of this thousands-year-old structure. Being underground, it did not fall to pieces. It has been looted over the thousands of years, but the looters seem to not have either been able or been willing to fully disable whatever this device in the center of the room is. Imagining kind of a donut-shaped room. Arcane books on the outside and, like, alchemical labs even. And then what you're... I'm just going to say out of character, a fucking computer in the center of the room.
Jesus. Okay. Like, casual.
I was going to say, does it remind us of one of those countdown clocks that we have? But if it's more like that, yeah, okay.
Can I, like, roll crafting on it, maybe? To like figure out
sure
certain what parts are important.
Crafting. There seems to be, and you know, this isn't that, it's definitely weird for your characters, but you know, there are magical or mechanical things you can vaguely use as an analog. You know, there is a
like a scrying apparatus thing.
Yes, crying apparatus. There is something with buttons, and you think the buttons control something, and then there's like a glass pane next to that. On the side of it also, let's say 180 degrees around from where the controls seem to be, is a, on the bottom, a hatch that's kind of open. And it's got a weird symbol on it.
The symbol, anything we recognize?
Yeah, wondering that.
Your characters? No, but here, I'm going to draw it real quick. Symbol looks like this.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
a circle kind of surrounded by three wedges. And it's open.
I know the answer already. Is there anything Sally can base this off of and assume that it's something else just for her, just for fun purposes? Arcana?
I'll say with Dominion of the Black Lore 33. You can all... Does anyone have, like, expert or better crafting?
I have untrained crafting.
Yeah, I'd say none of you have any shot at knowing what this is. All you know is that those strange...
Like, you know, society?
No.
Maybe?
No.
This is a nuclear battery. Just how it works 5,000 years later. None of your characters would fucking know that. You just know that they have weird power sources that function for thousands of years.
Pieces.
Since the hatch is open, I'm assuming if I look inside, it's missing.
Yes, nuclear battery is missing, so none of you are thankfully being irradiated right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the next time we have these characters, we're all fucking suffering from radiation poisoning, I'm going to be pissed.
This campaign suddenly becomes Chernobyl Episode 3. Like,
is fine. Yeah.
Was it like 5.3 roentgens? Not that bad, or something?
It's very bad, yes. There's no one here. The kind of more magical, you know, things that would be mundane to you, as in magical things, have all been looted over the thousands of years. But this strange device remains.
Do we turn this off? I mean...
I don't think it's on. Power source thing.
I mean, I'm gonna take a little sketch of it. So he sits down and pulls out a little notepad. And just starts to take a little sketch of the symbol she sees.
Okay.
And, like, the at least, like, a rough simulacrum of what she sees here. I've got, like, untrained crafting, so it's gonna be a very, very rough sketch. But it's still gonna be, like, a sketch, roughly, so I can give people a better idea for when we come back, you know, to do research.
Mm-hmm.
Very rough sketch, but still a sketch.
Good idea. Fits the theme of the campaign so far. People gathering various bits of knowledge here and there.
Roll crafting just for flavor.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point, Remy. Sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, and that is exactly what's happening here. Your characters are in some way less mind-blown by a nuclear-powered supercomputer than we would be, because you're just like, I don't know, some sort of... It's like a magical divination thing.
Whatever this is, whatever kind of scrying device this is, I'm sure we'll find out what it does later.
Does anybody actually try to detect magic or, like, you know, scan the room for magic, active magic?
I was genuinely thinking, I had detect magic open earlier on, but I'll pop it now.
Okay.
Yeah, two detect magics. Boop, boop.
What's funny is this thing, you know, normally these devices are non-magical. But this thing is actually coupled to some sort of illusion, small illusion spell.
Oh. Now we can roll Arcana. What's going on here?
It's basically a small illusory image spell, so you think maybe activating it is going to make something appear?
Power the thing, or can we, like, manipulate it away to kind of just get the image to appear?
It seems to be powered. Just in, like, sleep mode, basically.
Is it time to start pressing random buttons? Like, is there anything that looks like an on switch, or...
A lever?
A lever.
No, the Dominion's too advanced to have levers. They have touch screens.
Yeah.
You find a button that seems to be color-coded to indicate that it turns the device on. Or powers it up.
Alright.
Press the button.
The glass pane next to the buttons lights up, and you start seeing text scrolling across it.
Can we read it?
What language does it end?
First, you cannot read it. And then you're pretty much all spellcasters. You see some of this illusion. I guess it'd be illusion and divination. You see a small divination like thing activate, and the text starts to auto-translate.
Oh, shit.
Google.
I think it's more is the like magic has scanned us a language that we can understand.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Yeah, you can basically think of it. Imagine if a computer had a comprehend languages spell coupled to it. So it could output text in something you can read.
Yeah. Celia is going to pull out her notebook and start copying whatever's down.
The text first says, "Warning, this device is in emergency low power mode. Reserve fuel cell capacity 0.8%. Last recorded maintenance date, error integer value exceeded."
I don't know what an integer is, but, you know.
A number.
What, really? Just call it a number, then. Why do you give it another name? That's stupid. Like, if you call a number a number, it's just going to confuse people.
After it flashes that warning for a couple seconds, it pops up. Recently played.
Risk of rain, too.
Yeah, right.
Esposito.
Oh.
Recently played 350 hours of Final Fantasy 14.
That's rookie numbers.
Warhammer 3. Resume campaign? Skaven.
Log file? String of numbers. Solar System Sandbox version 3.0. Simulation? String of numbers. And then many more log files after.
Huh? Is there an equivalent of a technology score on this?
Like, what does solar system mean to Remy? How do I determine that?
Well, I think we would understand what solar system is.
Yeah, we should.
If you have...
If we know what stars are, then yeah.
Yeah. It's
the line between... fantasy and history blurs just a little bit.
Yeah. So, want to know what will happen with the stars and the planets?
They're trying to predict it. To what end?
Maybe they're seeing what they can change and seeing what changes those effects will have.
Or maybe they're looking for a specific outcome.
I do not know.
Can we open that first log file?
It takes a little bit. There's some comical bits where you're like, how do we... And then you figure out that it's a fucking touchscreen.
Right, yeah. It's,
and you're like, oh,
it's me trying to figure out how to use the fucking photocopier at work.
Sure. Yes. It's your grandma messing with an iPad. Or whatever, like...
Where's the button, sweetheart?
Accidentally turns it off 7 times by accident. Eventually you figure out it's a touchscreen. Which of these files are we interested in first?
You put the first log?
Yeah.
Or log at the top of the list, i.e. the most recent.
Okay. When you activate this file, text starts to scroll. It'll be everything. It'll be text, audio plays, the text is the transcript of the audio, and a small hologram appears, probably overlapping one of you, but once you move out of it, a holographic man, a wizard, is standing in front of the console speaking into it.
Probably an image of the the original. Well, this was Ramlock's tower, so an image of Ramlock, I would guess.
That's what the figure looks like. It looks like a Kelid, which is actually these days thought of as like barbarians, quote unquote. You know, these wild people that live all around here in Numeria. Or he's dressed unquestionably like a wizard. The recording begins to play. He is also holding, in this picture, he's holding like a book. It actually is what he's holding. It seems to be hundreds of pages, like handwritten, kind of like loosely bound by, you know, twine or a very temporary binding. Doesn't look like a book he got off the shelves. Starts to speak. The machine says that, as of today, it has reached 5 million iterations of its simulation. And its results about the conjunction indisputably confirm my own. There should be no doubt left in my mind about my theorem. It is perfect.
Wait, his theorem?
Yes, the last theorem was written by Ramlock. We knew that, right? I'm not, like, mixing my facts.
We had suspected it strongly, okay. Or at least.
Okay.
Good to get that confirmed, at least, yeah.
And yet, I feel like I'm still missing something. All of the divinations and all of the calculations just can't fill in this missing piece. I need to write all of this down. I need to keep searching for this missing piece. But not here. In the south, Assyrian mages have ushered in a golden age of arcane experimentation, and meanwhile I'm shackled to this tower, surrounded by useless barbarians who wouldn't even believe there are 11 planets. End recording. Hologram disappears. Illusion, I mean.
Open the next one.
Wait. What's the last log file?
That was the last one.
That was the last one. That was the last one.
That was the most recent one.
Cool.
That was the most recently played one.
Oh, okay.
Well, then what's the most recent one?
Yeah.
Takes a little bit of, it takes a little bit of finagling, but it's the same way that it can translate text for you. I'll say eventually you figure out this like number system is actually the dates, or like the internal time of the computer or whatever. And you figure out this is the last one that was recorded.
He was confined to this tower, but perhaps he escaped?
The Night Heralds believe that he is out there, points up, in space, with the Dominion. So he escaped, in a sense.
The Night Heralds also cut holes in their heads, so...
Yes, but if his theorem worked, perhaps he was important enough to be used in some way.
This doesn't tell us anything new, though. We've been trying to get a hold of that theorem for a while.
We wouldn't be as so lucky as there to be a digital copy of the theorem in this magic machine.
That is it's certainly wishful thinking when you search for a little bit. Yes, he did not type up his manuscript or anything. Older log files. Go ahead.
I think if everyone's a little bit stumped, so they're just going to press the button for the simulation and see what happens.
Okay.
I would want to see the very first log file.
I wanted to search the word conjunction.
Ooh, you found a search? Okay. You guys are very smart magically. I don't think it would be impossible for you with some effort to figure out this computer device.
Are you implying that magic is just sufficiently advanced science?
Yeah, it's almost like someone once said that. It was me. I made that quote up. I was the first person to ever say that. Okay, so the other log files I don't have written out, which you should be thankful for. but this figure who, after watching some log files, you know, you will pick up at least one point he refers to himself as Ramlock. Seems to have been using this device to simulate a conjunction and test his own predictions. He seems to have been making divinations and using the computer to test them. A combination of arcane research and backed up by this weird device.
What types of divinations, like specifically about the movement of the planets and the stars, or just all sorts of stuff?
Piecing together info from this and other log files. Divinations about a planetary conjunction that he was predicting.
Okay.
And Selly presses the other button.
Yep.
Why are planetary conjunctions important?
That is not a default lore thing or anything. Like, characters are also like interesting, you know.
Is it anything that occultism knowledge might be useful for?
Basically, what your characters know right now is that the Night Herald seem interested in like astronomical events, like that eclipse, like occasionally when planets do weird things, but that's about it. Okay. This is the weird one. So when you press the solar system sandbox file, the holographic, the illusion generator, makes this orrery device. It makes a depiction of all the planets in the solar system, the sun and the 11 planets, and kind of shows you real-time simulations of them. It seems like this was set, you eventually figure out, to filter for 3-11 conjunctions, which seems to mean when planet 3, Galarian, and planet 11, Octurn, and the sun all line up. It seems to scan a time range from T equals 0, whatever that means, to 100,000 years in the future. These conjunctions occur regularly every 56 years. So event 0 at T equals 0, event 1 56 years after, event 2 56 years after. Seems very regular.
I guess the question is, when's the next one?
One of the events is highlighted by this filter and very strongly emphasized. Event 111 on T 6216 years. It is a very rare conjunction of 5 planets. It is listed as 1, 3, 5, 6, 11.
What year is it currently?
Currently it's 4714. Or 4711, I think? Something like that.
Somewhere. I think Doomsday Dawn started on 4711, so...
Sully will try and narrow it down to the next 10 to 20 years. and see what happens in the next 10 years if any of them particularly show up.
Roll me our, I will say now for just a check to any int check you want, Sally. Any skill.
It is pretty much just Arcana in that regard, then.
That's fine. This is a bit of an arcane device.
Ooh. Not like that. I reroll using it. Oh, never mind, because it's a different character. Still the same hero point, then. Very sad.
Celeste starts looking for T around 4,700. Anybody else want to attempt an int check?
Yeah.
This is, I hate this machine thing, whatever this is.
Oh.
He is a boomer.
Oof. Bad rolls.
Are you... Okay, thank God. Somebody knows how to work a computer here.
Grammy. It is finally Hazard. I mean, you know, he is the int class. It kind of makes sense, right? Yes, you figure out T equals zero just means when the simulation started, not the year zero, obviously. And I won't make you guys solve some sort of weird math puzzle, because only I would enjoy that.
4716.
Were you saying the current year?
No, the year that it's going to spit out.
No.
No.
I don't know where you got that from. The...
All right.
You're not far, but yes, eventually you figure out, like, converting the calendars, comparing dates of things. Perhaps, you know, in one of the lock files you find a clue, like, he uses the Assyrian calendar, which hasn't changed since then, and you're able to, like, synchronize things. Year Zero is actually... the year minus 1498 in the current calendar. I'll write all of this out.
Alright.
Which means that this weird event 111 in what is listed as T6216 actually refers to current calendar year 4718 in 5 years.
Wait, shit!
Does that line up with the countdown clocks?
Yeah, it's good. And then we refer to the countdown clock.
Countdown clocks are counting down to something in the year 4718.
Ah, merde.
At least we know what we're counting down to now.
What was the big spooky moon god that wants to watch everything die again?
Rodus.
Can Cronus have something to do with this? I mean, given what it is?
I would like to roll religion to give him a...
You guys have rolled religion on Grotus before. I'll just say the same info, which is Grotus is more of a passive observer.
Right.
Grotus is like a troll god that just watches in the sky like, lol, the world's gonna end. It yes. doesn't do much else.
Not us to be concerned religion. Of, but perhaps other gods or other beings would be involved to bring about something Cortus would watch.
Not we gonna must. Kind of hoped we'd find out more new things. This is mostly just confirming what we already knew, right?
But still, Nassarion persists, and there is some information that could be useful to Kaleri. We do not know what other things have been found while we have been here.
It does give us a specific event to look out for now, and for things, a specific date, too. We now have a warning sign that the countdown clock is already pointing there, but now if people have other signs, they can look out for the other end of it, too.
Well, we know what it's counting down to, which is this conjunction, but what that means, who the hell knows?
But it directs us somewhere. We can start looking at astrological things now and expand our search slightly.
Right, but that's not what I mean. What do they want to use it for?
Right, it's like we know what the conjunction is, but what do they want it for?
I imagine, given that focus, it's probably, I don't know, do the star alignments have a chance of weakening things? Do they allow for certain things that... I would assume, based on their current thing, that it would allow them to pull something through.
This is where I'll ask for an occultism roll for each person. Specifically, occultism.
23.
So far, rolls have been terrible tonight.
Oh, boy.
It's okay.
Okay, cool.
33 at least.
Bobby with a 33. Thank God. Somebody's paying attention.
Okay, that's fitting for Bobby. You have a connection to things. We'll just say some point in the past, like back in perhaps a more of a charlatan era for you. Certain, like, quacks think that conjunctions, actually, as Selith said, do weaken, you know, space-time or planar connections or something like that.
You know, there's a lot of, like, hedge witch kind of superstitions about conjunctions. Maybe they're not as wrong as I thought.
Maybe, but... I mean... if we know what to look out for, maybe we can start warning people, have conjuration things ready, you know, defenses. It's better than nothing.
Right, that's,
we've got to know what we're defending against, though.
That is what that's the what order is about.
I still don't think this was a bad thing, though. Like, we've done real good work today, still. I mean, Nasarion got away, but we still did a decent job.
Made him waste one of his clones, at least.
Mm-hmm. It was a clone, but we do continue to set them back, but we are also competing against time.
And we're always a step behind.
We're catching up. I mean, if we were far behind, then all of this stuff would have happened already, and there would have been no chance we even got to Nasarion. I think if we're catching up now, I mean, they're a step ahead. We are 5 steps behind them with a big shovel.
Like, I don't disagree, but I'd like to stop chasing.
Well, when we stop chasing, it will mean we've got them. I think, we must keep going, otherwise, more to the point, do we destroy this place, or is there more to be had from it?
It's just information. I don't think it can do really any more harm. And we've got a lot of people nearby now. They can keep an eye on the place, make sure no one else gets in.
Maybe Galeri can dig more out of this piece of shit.
Yeah,
or
so
can leave
an I'm going to note some things down so she has an easier time of working it than we did.
Yeah. This is where we can fade out on the actual minute-by-minute description of, you know, play-by-play of Chapter 4, and we'll just talk about what happens next broadly. This is a bigger victory than I think maybe you have realized. The Night Heralds have been smashed here, and as you recall, a lot of the Night Herald mobilized in this region. Like, the victory today has reduced the global power of the Night Heralds significantly. Now, their leader got away, but he has much less of a cultist network. Questioning some surrounding Night Heralds confirms they were trying to summon a big fucking monster from the lake. That's it. It didn't work. They think it would have worked on the eclipse, but not now. When the eclipse comes some days later, I forget, it's a couple weeks later, the blood red moon shines over the moon mirror and nothing appears. And that's the key art. Remember this art? This is the failure condition of mirrored moon.
Holy shit, that's terrifying.
You see how the giant monster's popping out of the lake?
Mm.
That's a Mew Spore, which is really fun. Prepare to be terrified.
It would have killed us for sure, right?
It's like a level 17 alien fungus.
It's level 21.
Okay. Oh, it's 21? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a lesser version.
I was going to say, interesting how we end this on level 17.
Scary looking guy.
So yeah, the Night Heralds have been smashed. You haven't found the smoking gun, except that Nisarion teleported it away, seemingly having found something here that was enough for him to keep going. The Last Theorem presumably is still out there somewhere. And you have actually seen an illusory depiction of Ramlock, what he looked like as a human wizard.
Look familiar?
No.
Okay.
Although that could be an interesting area of research, is for the next 2 years your characters will actually be like, maybe this guy's still around. Any closing questions about chapter 4? Or too many, perhaps?
I guess the question is, in the weeks following, does Bobby have another vision, or was this the only vision that Bobby had?
Bobby, actually, your dreams turn to more restful things, like especially with that Desna boon.
Bobby can just, I assume, takes it as like a, we averted a big fucking problem. And, whatever. Bobby's not super religious himself, but
there it is.
He does have some pretty clear connections to some deities, and it kind of just takes it as he was being warned.
And talking to your leaders, Kelleher Devrin and Varad Ocellar, the findings from this, they say they'll continue researching, they'll turn the research more into planetary conjunctions. Varad Ocellar does bring up, when this is mentioned, that there was a theory called the Octurne Enigma. That Octurne conjunctions do something. This every 56-year event. And what you have found here seems to present more evidence to that theory. Thereafter, the search turns to the finding Nisarion, finding the Last Theorem. Where is he? What is he doing? Some Night Heralds remain, and the Order still has spies in the organization. And just before 2 years later, a spy picks up a message that Nisarion is on the move to somewhere in the Shackles. And this message will soon be delivered in roleplay and character to a group of four pirates that we know very well. I will BRB, but while you think about spells, I'm just going to drop a teaser that the mission you'll be asked to do has a pretty strict... There is a limitation affecting violence.
Well, that's no fucking fun.
Which obviously doesn't mean it won't happen, but it's not like...
Shit is what that is.
It's not like a dungeon, it's a social event.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it's Ocean's 11, yeah. BRB.
Yeah, playing Ocean's 11, that's deeply amusing. As pirates. They could not have picked a worse crew of people to do a heist, really.